Robots Radio presents
Fresh Tomatoes, the movie podcast.
I'm not usually a hat fan, but wow.
I would like to buy a dagger.
I'm really sipping on that dumb bitch juice today. And
Yeah, I am. But you know what? Someday I just might grow out of that. But you will never stop being a jerk.
All chocolate cakes are good. You're a fascist.
It's hideous.
It's horrible.
It's home.
Angry white boy, let's go!
Hello, and welcome to Fresh Tomatoes, the movie podcast mini-sodes. These are the teeny tiny episodes where we talk about things that we've watched this week and things that we don't want to watch. That's Chad Ekowitz.
And that is Simone LaRue. Simone, what have you watched this week? We skipped a week, so I'm dying to know.
I've gotten through a lot of stuff because, we've both been self-isolating for different reasons. I watched the first couple episodes of a series on Netflix called Hellbound.
Yes, I saw this. What is it about?
So basically, it takes place in Korea, and someone will get like a prophet, like an angel will appear to them and be like, hey, at this day, at this time, you're going to go to hell. Like cult has sprung up around it, like urging people to repent. And the first three episodes is basically this woman, she got this prophecy and she's like agreed to have like her being dragged to hell, like televised. Essentially.
Wow. Okay.
And, you know, it's all these like questions of like, what's morality? What's right? What's wrong? Why are specific people being punished? Which is very interesting. It's a very cool premise. So I watched the first three episodes and I actually haven't watched any more. I think it's interesting. Okay. I think it's well done. So personally, I don't really care for these kinds of debates. Like, what's right? What's wrong? What does God want? Is there God? Like, it just doesn't... like, it doesn't interest me. It's like, just don't be shitty to people.
Absolutely.
You know, so that to me isn't super fascinating. I also, the scenes where people like get dragged to hell and like some of the other like, you know, there are like gangs beating people up and stuff are aggressively, upsettingly violent. Like, you're just like, is... a whole ass old woman getting the shit beaten out of her and I have to watch
that. Damn,
like,
okay.
It's not...
Yeah, it's rough.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just like, afterwards you feel kind of icky, which I guess is the point. And, you know, if you're a little more desensitized than me, then like, go for it. Like, I think it's cool. I just think it's not... I think the show isn't like for me.
Okay, so do you think you'll like continue to watch it just to see its conclusion, or is that okay? Thank you.
But
done?
Like, I've got a couple of other series that I've picked up now that I'd rather get through. You know.
Yeah, fair enough. Completely understand that. All right, right. Well, I mean, there you go. If you like that kind of thing, then
that's the
next one for you. Go for it. Yeah. Talking of series, I started watching The Wheel of Time.
Yes.
On Amazon, Simone. I don't know if you've ever read the books. Oh, man, the books are incredible. I've only read the first five, and there are 12. So it's a lot. Yeah. It's an endeavor. Like, it's your year of reading, basically.
No.
No. Well, then, in that case, definitely... Oh, wait, you hate fantasy. I completely forgot.
I don't hate fantasy. I don't love epic fantasy, to be honest. Like, I like the movies and stuff, but, like, I find the books very tiresome. Mm-hmm. Like... you can only read so many different iterations of the hero's journey, you know?
Yeah. No, absolutely. Yeah.
I don't hate it. It's not a genre that I tend to want to spend a lot of time
actively
on. I have a very small attention span, absolutely. And I listen to audiobooks. And fantasy, especially epic fantasy, you kind of need a paperback so that you can look at maps and shit.
Yeah, exactly. Take notes in the
like, I read all the Witcher books on audiobook, and after a while I was like, okay, I don't know what's happening, but I'm here for the ride.
Who's this guy?
I don't understand.
Well, I mean, this show is really awesome.
Okay,
it's
cool.
Really,
I love Rosamund
Pike. Oh, she's brilliant in this. She's absolutely fantastic. I think, you know, they are doing a really good job with it. I think, you know, people have been wanting this for like the longest time. And I'm really, really excited to see that they've decided to do it as a series rather than like a series of movies. I think Rosamund Pike is brilliant in it. Everyone who sort of is the main cast is really, really good. They've got some very cool names in there. It's sort of not whitewashed, which I think these sort of big epic fantasies can be.
I think The Witcher was really just going to put actors of color in and not say anything about it. And people were like, wait, you can just do that?
You can do that? That's crazy talk.
It's a fantasy world.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So it's really, really good. I think, you know, the animation's really good, the costume design is really good. I'm a big fan.
Okay.
I'm hoping that it continues in a really, really strong way, and it's well worth watching. Okay. And if you are a fan of the genre, read the books. They are exceptional.
Okay. Cool. I'm glad. Yeah. I'm glad that it's met your expectations.
Yeah. I was afraid.
Mm, understandable.
I was terrified.
At first, I was afraid.
Anyway, what else have you watched? Let's not break into Cher.
Oh, God forbid. Okay. God, I've watched so much stuff. I'll do two at a time really quick. I watched Little Women, finally, uh-huh. The Greta Gerwig one. It is so nice. It's really nice.
Is it cute?
I like it a lot. It's not, you know, I don't tend to usually watch a lot of dramas. I don't, but everyone's like, oh, you'll love it. And they were right. I love it. My crush on Timothée Chalamet grows by the day. I love Florence. I love everybody in it. It's just, it's so beautiful and so nice. And I cried. So yeah, I loved that.
Wow. Okay. That's very rare.
Highly recommend.
These are, you're thawing. You're thawing like a summer's beginning to a winter's end.
How dare you.
It's wonderful.
And then I watched The Last Duel.
The Last Duel. That's the one.
With Matt Damon and Adam Driver.
Matt Damon.
And Jodie Comer.
And thoughts?
You know, I actually liked it. Like, it was kind of interesting. Like, I've also very much been enjoying, like, medieval, like movies set in medieval times that aren't fantasy, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, like true to history,
yeah,
you know, quote unquote.
Exactly. Historical fiction,
yeah.
I believe, is the genre.
Yeah.
So this was just right up where my brain's at the moment.
Fantastic.
I thought it was interestingly done. Basically, they show the same story from like three different people's perspective before they get to like the duel. And
nice.
I think it was quite cool to sort of see where everyone was coming from. I don't want to give away too many spoilers, but just like how super flawed both of these men are, and you're not really cheering for either of them. And yeah, I thought it was really interestingly done. I think the storytelling device was not super clear or cohesive at the beginning. So you start with like Matt Damon's perspective, and it chops to like very specific points in like the story of their relationship or his relationship with Adam Driver. And at first you're like, wait, what's happening? Like, why are we here now? What's happening here? Like, this is a weird thing. And you realize it's a device because you're seeing stuff from like his perspective and like events that were significant to him. But like, that's not clear at first. So you spend the whole first third of the movie being like, what? And when they say like part two, Adam Driver's perspective, you're like, oh, gotcha. Okay.
So you gotta it would have almost helped having that knowledge to go in with before you watch the
and
film.
And just a trigger warning to anyone who wants to check it out, there's a very extended, much longer than it needs to be, sexual assault scene that happens twice because it's from two different people's perspective.
Oh, of course.
And it is upsetting both times. I actually just skipped it the second time. I was like, oh, I don't need to see this, really.
No, that's awful.
I think it's a good movie. I think you can skip those scenes, but just like be warned, be aware. Like I was very uncomfortable.
Yeah. Okay. Good warning. That's a lot to take away from this movie, but I'm glad you can be of service to people in that respect. That's really good. Yeah. Complete contrast from
Excellent.
What you just watched is I watched Encanto.
Oh, is it lovely?
Yeah, the Disney. It's so fucking
is it
lovely,
cute?
Simone. It's unbelievably cute.
Aww,
the songs are great.
So
like
happy.
They're right up your alley. Like the story is really cute. Like there's like one or two things that I want to fault in it, but you know, I don't want to speak about them too much because this is still brand new. But honestly, just wonderful. The colors are vibrant. You're seeing people of different ethnicities being princesses of Disney now, which is so wonderful. And it's like a very family driven, it's also matriarchal and not in a like a pushy sort of she boss way, but like a genuine way. It's very culturally appropriate in my mind. It's fucking awesome.
Oh,
it's just
that.
A delightful story. Through and through. Well worth the watch.
Yay,
really, really cute
I'm so
cute
glad, because it looked really fucking cute.
I'm dying to hear your thoughts when you eventually do see it, because I know for a fact, like, the first song came on, and I was like, Simone's gonna love this. You know, so like you need to go see it.
So much like Little Women, I might put it off for a while until I'm ready to have some feelings.
Yeah, you're gonna cry. Gonna cry without a question.
Great. Cool,
cool. It's so lovely. I mean, I know when I say I cry in a movie, it means very little, but I cried in this movie.
I mean, look, I cry at the drop of a hat.
Yeah, same. Anything else you want to mention?
Yes. I started watching Maid on Netflix.
Yes. How is it?
Honestly, stone cold bummer. It's really good. Like, it's very compelling.
Right, okay.
You are rooting for her every step of the way. And I think it's a really good portrayal of just, like, the cycle of poverty and how, like, fucking impossible it is to claw your way out. Like, it's just pure luck and circumstance. And there's just this system, like, that feels like it was designed to keep people exactly where they are and not help people. And it is... Like, that's what's such a bummer about it, is it's just this character, like, doing her fucking best all the time, and it feels like she's just getting punished for it again and again by a system that does not care about her.
No.
But it has some really good heartwarming moments. Margaret Qualley does, she's a fantastic actress, she does a great job. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm really enjoying it, actually.
Okay, awesome. I'm so glad. Like, I mean, that feels like it would give me a straight up panic attack. But
yeah.
But you know what? If you're enjoying it and it's a good series and it's well acted, then we can't complain.
I mean, I think it's always like interesting, like one of those scenarios, like you're like, if I had to start with absolutely nothing, what would it look like? And the answer is grim.
Yeah. Outlook is bleak. Yeah. Yeah. Anything else?
No, that is it. For me, I am also starting my rewatch of Witcher Season 1 in anticipation of Witcher Season 2.
Oh, boy, it's coming.
I'm so excited.
It's coming, y'all.
Christmas is coming.
It's going to be amazing. It's going to be so good. I'm so ready for it. I am so, so ready. I need to start playing more Witcher
to get really
into the Witcher vibes.
Get in the zone.
Yeah, start grumbling more. Just
How does he do it with his voice? I was watching today. I was like, surely that's Soul.
He must have... He's got, like, a designated lozenge person that just, like, feeds him all the time, just throws lozenges at his face.
It's tough. I mean, it's very sexy.
It.
Like, I'm very glad that Henry Cavill chose that, but at what cost?
Yeah, at what cost? But there wasn't that many trailers that really spoke to me this week, but the one that really did stand out is Studio 666. The Foo Fighters are making a movie, y'all. I am ready for it in my bones.
You know what? That's fair. I love that for you.
It's everything I need in my life. Like, I am so unbelievably happy about this. You have no idea. Yeah. It's obviously not something that you're feeling.
I mean, I feel pretty ambivalent about the Foo Fighters, to be honest. Like, I like their music. I don't love them. So
yeah, fair enough.
I'm glad for them, though. Yeah. I'm sure Studio 666 will be great. It's just not for me.
Yeah, no, fair enough. I just think, it's David Grohl just doing his thing, and I think it's going to be hilarious. I'm ready for it. Yeah. What spoke to you in your heart of hearts?
I am deeply concerned about Redeeming Love.
It looks
interesting. It's basically about, like, the Old West, and this guy falls in love with a sex worker and then, like, lifts her out of poverty because they're so in love and she can choose the life she wants. And I don't love the title. I don't love the term redeeming because she didn't do anything wrong.
No, exactly.
She doesn't need redemption. She just needs help getting out.
Exactly. And it really speaks badly again for the sex working community. And it's also like the weirdest form of white savior I've seen in a very
white
long
knighting
time.
Is what you're looking for.
Yeah. Oh, is that what I'm looking for? Thank you. I mean, there's so many things that we could go into with this one because it's just
concerned.
Problematic in so many ways. Yeah. Yeah. I completely agree. That's why I skipped right over it. I was like, oh, okay, we're doing this now. Fine. Okay, I shan't be seeing that.
There's another La Llorona movie coming out. Maybe this one will be good. I don't know.
Yeah, it didn't look very well done. Like, the budget looked very small. Like, I'm not feeling it. I wasn't feeling that
one. I am vaguely interested in C for Me, because it reminds me of Hush, but obviously it's about, a visually impaired woman instead.
Versus a hearing impaired,
Then she's, like, got this app. It's, like, supposed to be a service for blind people where they can be, like they can ask someone to see something for them if they're alone and, like, tell them where it is or whatever.
Yeah.
And she uses that to fight off some robbers, it seems. So that looks tense and fun and interesting.
It looks really, really cool. I'm really excited for that one, actually. I think it's going to be, it's an interesting concept. And I mean, that as an app is actually a really good idea.
I wonder
if
that is a thing.
Obviously, I would hope so. I would really, really hope so. Because that seems like a really good idea. Obviously, blind listeners, if there are any, please do tell us if we're completely wrong. And that is just like a really dumb idea and very offensive.
But I also know blind people are actually much more capable than we like normies tend to give them credit for. It's actually nuts
100.
How much they can accomplish and lead very, very standard lives.
Yeah, exactly. But I think there's a scene in Hush where the audio goes dead and you as a watcher.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's so creepy. You don't know. And I would love for that kind of thing to be in this as well, obviously visually. So like the screen just goes black and you're just like trying to work it out from her perspective. I think that would be a really, really awesome thing.
Cool device.
Yeah. I am weirdly excited for Borrego, which is a desert drug movie. Oh. It had very sort of No Country for Old Men vibes, and I'm kind of about it. This is the kind of action movie that I actually feel. You know, I couldn't really give you a plot synopsis if you haven't seen the trailer. It's sort of like guy crashes his plane in the desert, a young woman finds him, and he is a drug smuggler, and now they are traveling through the desert to try and get away from the drug smugglers. Just looks very interesting. Yeah. Lots of guns, lots of fun, lots of sort of high stakes things because it's a desert. Yeah, I think it'll be, good Friday night watching.
Interesting
beer
concept.
And a pizza. That's all I can say about that one. Yeah. Anyone else you want to mention?
No, that is it for me.
Fantastic. Well, guys, thank you so much for listening. We really do appreciate it. Tell us what you are watching over the Christmas period. We're going into a period now where there is no work, where you are just going to be watching movie after movie and series after series. What are those things that you're hoping to catch up with now that is it is the season to be watching everything that you've missed during the year? And let us know what those things are. And where can they do that, Simone?
They can tell us all about it on Facebook or Instagram at Fresh Tomatoes Podcast, on Twitter at Fresh Tomatoes MP, and they can email us at freshtomatoespodcast@gmail.com.
There you have it. And as we say at the end of every episode, we love you and there's nothing you can do about it.
We love you and there's nothing you can do about it.
Goodbye!
Bye.
You've been listening to a Robots Radio Podcast. Smart shows for interesting people. Check out all the shows at robotsradio.net.